I'm Stefan.
See how it all started.
The love triangle from day one was always the thing that everyone talked about.
Hello, brother.
Find out how it all ends.
Damon?
This is going to be one hell of a ride. Get ready, guys.
The Vampire Diaries full night series finale event. Friday, starting at 8, 7 central on the CW.
Hello, everyone, vampire fans and Chatterbox fans. We are gathered here today to sing. That sounds so depressing.
It does. I almost thought you were going to lead in with, hello, brother.
Hello, brother.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the first and last thing Damon says.
Mm-hmm.
Full circle.
Yes, ma'am.
But yes, we are here to talk about the final episode of The Vampire Diaries, which aired Friday night on the CW. It was actually part of a two-hour night because they did an hour-long retrospective beforehand, and it was emotional and brought back a lot of memories. I didn't realize how much I loved the show until that whole retrospective aired. It brought back so many memories.
It really did. I didn't think it was going to be, I mean, I think for the past few weeks, I've been trying to think, like, how will it end? Like, how can they wrap every character up? And the way they did it, I think they did a really good job with it. Cause they did put in a lot of things from the first episode, really. They put a lot from the first episode in there.
One thing that the TVD writers know how to do, it's jam a lot of story into 1 hour.
Yes.
That's always been their strength and sometimes their weakness. But it really worked in their favor here because there were a lot of callbacks, you know, with the crow, the hello brother. Mm-hmm. Just it was a great send-off. But, like, I guess you can break it down into two parts of an episode because part one is dealing with wrapping up the season itself,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, ringing hellfire that Catherine was going to destroy the town and, you know, everyone in it.
Mm-hmm. Which I am not happy with Vicky Donovan, by the way.
I mean, it's great to see her back, but, like, I get why she would do that, because if she's spending an eternity in hell being tormented, what better way to end that by just ending your existence entirely? So I could see why she would want to do that. As far as Catherine, I'm still not clear. This is, like, the thing that felt super contrived. It was, like, a way to bring Catherine back,
mm-hmm.
just to treat her like crap. When I feel like all of Catherine's motivation throughout the show has always been about survival. It's always been about looking out for Catherine. How can I get to where I need to be? And I never pegged her as the destroy the world kind of type. So
yeah.
This
left
this
field
was
a little bit
out of character. Yeah.
Did you think, before seeing it, did you think that it was Elena that I had actually woken up, or did you think it might be Catherine?
I always assumed it was going to be Elena.
You did think it was going to be Elena?
Yeah.
For some reason, before we started watching the episode, I told my mom, I bet you anything, because they were showing, like, the preview, the promo, and I was like, I bet you anything that's Catherine.
Well, you were right.
Yeah.
But I loved that reveal when he when Damon drops her and he's like,
mm-mm.
Catherine.
Yeah. He's like,
that
mm-mm.
was great. I do love that she's the master of trickery and she's like the Loki of the Vampire Diaries. But I guess because they didn't have a lot of time, like if they had an extra half hour, maybe they could have like worked out the ending a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that too. I'll tell you why in a little bit when we get to it. But I told my mom, I was like, I wish they had added on like an extra half hour or something, because the ending was really good, but I feel like there could have been some more in there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll explain when we get to that, but go ahead.
No, let's get to that now, because that's what we're here for. We're going to talk about, first we're going to talk about the last episode, and then we're going to go over our favorite memories. And yeah, let's get to it, because hold on, I just got a text on my phone.
We are live, people. So the only reason why I thought, like, I wish they had been a little bit longer maybe, was I think they dealt with the whole Hellfire thing, and I think that was a good ending to it, I guess. But I'm like, they kind of said, like, Caroline and Rick started that boarding school for the girls, and it was nice to see Jeremy back, but then that was it. Like, we only really found out what happened all the way to the end with Elena, Damon, and Stefan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I get what you're saying, and I think we're never going to be satisfied just because we love the show and want to see more of it. Like, I could have a whole series about the afterlife, but I think what was unsatisfactory for me about this final episode is that we built up this entire season 8 talking about hell, and it was just like, I was waiting for that big payoff, and it really wasn't there. Other than, I mean, Bonnie and her ancestors stopping the Hellfire was fantastic.
Yes.
But it just bothered me that they never really had a clear, interesting, good villain. Because first it was Damon and Enzo and the Sirens, and then it was this Cade guy who was easily disposed. And then at the last minute, it was like, oh, it's Catherine. She's raining down hell. And we only got, like, 2 scenes with Catherine at best.
Yeah.
So it felt like a little bit of a letdown with all of this build up for this big thing. And then all it was really is just the ringing of a bell and then stopping the fire.
I mean, I kind of liked that about it, because I feel like Bonnie has gotten the short end of the stick for so long. And I mean, before going into the episode, I was like, you know, I'll be happy. And it's funny that I'm going to say this, because for so long in the beginning, me and you were like, what is this Bonnie and Enzo thing? Like, that's just weird. But I was like, going into the episode, I was like, as long as Bonnie can be with Enzo somehow, I'll be happy. So it's like, it wasn't really what I expected, but she kind of got her happy ending. She got to do Bonnie, you know what I mean? Instead of running around and doing everyone's dirty work like she has been. So I'm like, I'm just glad that she got, like, a semi-happy ending.
You know what pisses me off about that semi-happy ending? It's just like, oh, it, you know, she knows that Enzo is there, and they're going to eventually meet on the other side. I guess they'll get to spend eternity together when she finally dies. But I'm like, ugh, Delana got to live. It's human. Whatever.
I had heard that Bonnie was going to die in the episode, and I was like, you know, I will be really mad if she dies, because she's spent the past 8 years, like, trying to save everyone, and I mean, how many times did she die and come back? So it's like, I was like, you know, if she dies, I'm going to be really mad. But then I was thinking, but if she dies, is it possible for her to go to that little world that she created to protect Enzo? In which case, I would be okay with that. But that didn't happen.
Yeah. But whichever, at least she got to travel the world. The funniest comment I read online about that was like, Julie Plexo racist, you literally sent Bonnie to Africa.
Oh my god. Yeah, because she had like the brochure or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't think that's the case, but I found that comment just to be really just unexpected and hilarious.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And I loved seeing, well, okay, I was really upset that Stefan died. Really, 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 really,
I
really, really
was
upset.
too.
That he never got to live like a regular life as a human for a long time, and that he and Caroline are basically going to be separated for a very long time, because even as everyone else gets their happy ending and they're reunited, Caroline's going to continue living as a vampire, probably with Klaus. And it made me feel like this is, especially that letter from that special donor, that it was a hint that Klaus and Caroline are endgame, as they say.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at that. I think that's fine. I mean, Klaus doesn't have anyone at the moment either. So it works out for them. But like, poor Stefan, he doesn't have his forever partner except for maybe Lexi,
See,
which.
that's the only reason why I was like, okay, at least he has Lexi. I
Yeah.
was happy for that part of it, but I agree with you, like, I don't know. Poor Stefan. But he did have the hero hair, and he was the hero.
Yeah, the hero hair, he's beautiful. His little tomb was beautiful.
Oh
And
my God, that made me cry for real.
I really hated seeing the name Salvatore, Stefan, and then them talking about him like that.
I
And
know. And then
God,
Caroline's
I
standing there with Damon, and then she like leans on him. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing to me, people?
gosh, that wrecked me. Like the whole afterlife thing wrecked me when I saw Aunt Jenna. I lost
Yes.
it.
Oh my
I
God.
lost it. Aunt Jenna. And then John Gilbert, I was just laughing. I didn't cry. I laughed really hard when I saw it. Just because I kept thinking, just because right before that, they kept playing the clip of Catherine cutting off his fingers.
Yes.
So, like, I have forever associate that with him. And so that's the callback memory whenever I see him.
Oh my goodness. I like that they
So.
did find a way to pretty much bring everyone back. They brought Chris Wood back, which, thank you, Julie Plec. He is, oh my God, I don't know. I love watching him play that character because you watch Supergirl also, right? And he plays like a, he's still kind of ditzy, but he's not evil. So
He's
it's,
blandsome,
yeah.
as they say.
But seeing him come back as Kai, I just laugh so much when he's on screen. But it's like they brought Kai back, they brought Lexi back. Joe was back for a second, literally.
Remember Bonnie's cousin in the Moonstone? She was there in the scene. When they were going about the Moonstone and like there was a Bennett witch working with Catherine, and she turned out to be Bonnie's cousin, that girl was in the final scene with the ancestors.
Was it the one next to her? The one standing next to her? No, that was the one that
No, that
was
was
with
Emily.
Matt. Yeah.
No, that was Emily Bennett, like the matriarch, I'm pretty sure.
Wasn't that the one that was with Matt when they were like, when the whole thing with the bell was happening in that flashback? Not, it wasn't Matt. It
Oh
was
yeah, you mean
his,
his ancestor.
yeah.
Yeah. I'm
My
like,
bad.
what? Matt was never with it.
I mean,
No.
it looked like Matt.
But yeah, Emily Bennett, like the one that the first ancestral Bennett that we really saw. The one who tied everything.
That scene was so good. That
Yeah, that was
was one of my
powerful.
favorite scenes of the episode, I think.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And the first time I was like, Black girl magic, what the? Literally, I mean, they were performing magic.
Quite literally. Yeah,
Yeah,
that
it's great.
was really good.
And I lost it several times. I lost it when I saw Grams next to her. When it was like Enzo's like, you're not alone, and then she looks over and then there's Grams. It
Yes.
was like, holy crap. Waterworks. It was
I can't
beautiful.
believe it's over. It makes me so sad.
Yeah, it feels weird, but I'm also glad that we go get straight into the originals next week. So that'll
Yeah.
help with the coping.
Do you
And
think
apparently,
Caroline's gonna
Alara.
end up on the show?
No, not this season. Julie Plec says, like, should they have another season, There's a possibility. There's a possibility, and she's also working on a spinoff with Caroline and Matt, or with Alaric and Caroline.
Really?
Where they do their whole, yeah, she talked about, she, it's like, it's not like anything official right now. She's mm-hmm. just like kicking around this idea to focus on a spinoff series about the school. So that would happen, you know, if should everything go to plan, it would happen, after the originals or like pop up around that time. And then it would probably obviously be crossovers. So that's given A, that that show actually happens, and B, that the originals is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned about that because Joseph
Morgan, I saw that last night.
And Gifted, so I don't know what that means. Like, the CW president, Mark Pedowitz, was saying that, you know, he hopes in May that, that he's able to announce a new season for the originals. Julie Plec was also saying, let's wait and see. So it's a really, we're going to find our answer in May up front.
Ugh, I hope the originals is not ending too. I don't know if I can handle both of them ending.
I can't say goodbye to my Michelson family yet. There's so much more story to tell,
exactly.
And so many opportunities for crossovers and fun things. And yeah, I want them to continue on. And I know Claire Holtz also has, she who plays Rebecca, she got cast in a new pilot. So that makes me think that maybe we're not going to get another season of the originals. But then at the same time, it could also be that, the show gets picked up and then you just work around their schedules and figure out a storyline where you can use them. Cause Claire went off to do another pilot before and they worked around it. It's going to be a little bit tougher for Joseph.
You know, what would be cool too. In the finale of The Vampire Diaries, Caroline and Rick opened the boarding school for kids like theirs. So wouldn't Hope be able to go there?
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm pretty sure in an interview, Julie Plec was saying that it was like that Klaus, I think that's the reason Klaus helped donate,
mm-hmm.
was, you know, that's an ideal place for someone like Hope.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, there's opportunity there.
Yeah.
So it's just a wait and see. And obviously people have to tune in and give them good views and give them incentive to want to renew the show.
Well, the interesting thing too is the Vampire Diaries ended, but we got like the voiceover saying that Damon and Elena lived a long human life and blah, 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 blah. But the originals is still going on. So technically the only one that can't really return is Stefan. You know what I mean?
Technically. Oh, no. That just made me think Cleffin. My poor Cleffin ship is dead. Oh, my gosh. Listen, I want to. What are the timelines? Aren't the originals like years ahead? So Stefan is dead by this time?
Yeah.
Okay. Aw. I wonder if Klaus is going to be really sad because he really loved Stefan.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that would be cool, though, if they could come back as, like, a guest star. I mean, obviously, you know, Ian Somerhalder has a lot of stuff going on. But I don't know. It would be cool to have, like, a guest star, you know, like a guest appearance. So at least we could have our, I don't know. I can't let it go. I wasn't ready.
We'll see. We shall see. that's the news portion of this this segment. So, favorite Vampire Diaries moments? Do you want to get into that?
I have way too many. I think I have more of outside of the show. Like, you know, the conventions and the people that we've met from the conventions and I was at the premiere of this last season. I was in Covington. So it's like those moments, I think, are what stand out for me more than certain moments on the show, because I didn't watch the show from when it first started airing. I actually started watching it on Netflix. And I got hooked on it, and I got my mom hooked on it, my niece hooked on it, and her mom hooked on it. I've gotten so many people hooked on this show. So it's like there's not even one moment that I can really say stood out for me. It's just more the things that came along with the show.
Yeah, I remember when I first saw like the Vampire Diaries was happening, I was like, what the hell is this? This is Twilight. And I totally ignored it like the first season or so. Mm-hmm. And then when season two came around, I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to give this a chance. And I started watching it and just got hooked. Like I got sucked in. It might even have been like toward the end of the first season that I just started watching. Mm-hmm. But I know I was really late in the game, and by the time season two hit, I was on that. So I was sucked in just watching it, and then decided, and then saw that they were having this convention at MegaCon, and by that point, I think it was just me watching the show, and I didn't really connect with people. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Joseph Morgan was going to be there. I saw that, David Anders was going to be there, and I went and was like, okay, cool, I'll meet some Vampire Diaries actors, and went. And this was like just before Klaus like hit. So no one really knew who the hell he was unless you like really loved the last two episodes mm-hmm. of season two. So I got there and bonded with a fellow Vampire Diaries fan named Rachel, and then the rest is history.
And then you introduced me to Rachel at the convention, at the one in Orlando.
Yep. And that's where I met Sabrina, who's another big convention goer / Vampire Diaries fan. And then it just became a whole network of people.
Mm-hmm. I just found a picture, a screenshot of the episode last night. And I love that. Well, I need to get your opinion on this subject, but it's a picture of Matt becoming sheriff of Mystic Falls, and Tyler and Vicky are standing there watching him. And that I love that they did that. It's like little things like that. They don't even say anything, but it's like the mm-hmm. fact that his best friend and his sister are watching him, I thought was really nice.
Didn't they dated in the first season?
Tyler and Vicky?
Didn't they?
Yeah, because that's when he used to beat up Jeremy.
Yeah, and he was always a jerk to her. I remember that.
Yeah.
But it seems like, I don't know if it's necessarily that they're together like in a relationship, but it seems like they're like united and watching over.
Oh yeah, Jeremy. I didn't take it as they were together, but more like just watching him.
Yeah.
Still being human. That's what I wanted to get your opinion on.
No, that was great. And it just shows you, Mystic Falls is a small town, and they all know each other. Mm-hmm. I think we sometimes forget that all of these people know each other and they grew up together.
Yep.
And they're all interconnected. So to see these families like still looking out for each other after everything that's happened is really sweet and wonderful, in my opinion.
I was thinking to myself last night, I was like, I wonder if Matt survived old age too, because he survived everything else. Maybe Matt was like, he just never aged.
Yeah, like, okay, but like where... I was wondering about that afterlife too, because I'm like, okay, so that means Bonnie is probably still alive and old and kicking it, and so is Matt.
See, that's what I meant when I said that I wished it was like 30 minutes longer, because they only really touched on, I mean, obviously Stefan died, but I don't even like saying that, but we only really know that Elena and Damon grew old together, and you know, when they died, she was able to reunite with her family and he was able to reunite with Stefan. But we don't really know what happened to Matt as he got older, or Bonnie as she got older, or Rick. What happened to Rick and the twins? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not upset that they didn't talk about it, but it would have been nice to see how they grew old and, you know what I mean?
Well, that means we need a spinoff. What you're getting at is we need a spinoff. And then I'll tell you, because that spinoff could also include Bonnie stopping by the magic school, being a professor. She has the qualifications for that. So yeah, there is definitely life after, you know, the main trio, Stefan, Damon, and Elena. Mm-hmm. Life goes on. But I think it makes sense to focus on those three because they were the ones that really drove the show.
Yeah,
the main focal
point. Yeah.
Yeah. So now if we really want to fan out the rest of the stories, there is an opportunity for that. And, you know, Julie Plec did say, like, not just that spinoff, but there is opportunity. And I think either Narducci or Kevin Williamson also said, you know, there's possibilities. There's more stories to tell, so they can. If they're allowed to, like if the network says it's okay.
You know what I thought was interesting? I read something last night after the episode, and they said that after the second season of The Vampire Diaries, Julie Plec and Kevin Williamson were talking about how they would want the show to end, like, you know, once it did finally end. And they said that they would like it to end where Elena finds her way back to Stefan to go completely full circle. And that when Nina left, they said that kind of like solidified the Elena and Damon relationship. So I'm like, that would have been interesting to see her kind of make her way back to Stefan.
Yeah, I read that too. And, you know, just the setup between Elena and Stefan in the beginning, it always seemed like they would be endgame no matter what, because mm-hmm. they really complemented each other. Yeah. And I feel like they have a stronger relationship than Damon and Elena, only because Stefan always respected her wishes and always respected her as a person and listened to her. And he was always, he treated her like a person and not like a child that needed to be protected. And I feel like that's what Damon did mm-hmm. a lot. And so I always felt more strongly about Stelena, if you will, but I'm not like one of those I'm not dead set on any ship, like whatever makes you happy, be happy, mm-hmm. except for Clefin, that will always be endgame.
You know what was smart on Julie's part is in the finale she kind of gave every shipper what they kind of wanted, like Stefan and Elena got that moment together. You know what I mean? In the school.
Where they first met.
Yeah. Which I thought was really nice that, you know, they're not together, but they still had that moment together. Then obviously Elena and Damon end up together. And then Caroline getting the letter from Klaus, because, you know, those people like to harass Julie. About the Klaus and Caroline relationship. So I think she kind of gave everyone a little bit of what they wanted. And also Stefan and Lexi had another moment, which everyone loved the friendship that they had. So I think they did a really good job of giving everyone kind of what they wanted. Like, I don't see how anyone could really complain. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. As far as endings go, this was great. Yeah. And that's what I mean when I break down the episode into two parts. Mm-hmm. Because the conclusion of the season 8 was just like mediocre for me, mm-hmm. except for that one great moment with Bonnie. But the series finale, wrapping up that whole story and still leaving room for additional stories to be told, I thought that was great.
Yes.
And a really, really sweet send off to the show.
And I like that they showed some of the speeches that got me. Some of the speeches when the characters were wrapping up the filming.
Oh yeah, at the very end of the episode.
Yes. Oh yeah, that really got me.
Yeah, it's a really, really sweet, lovely touch, and obviously the people involved loved this show to death, mm-hmm. and you can see that. And
except maybe Paul Wessels.
It just No, even Paul Wesley, like, he talked about how when he read the script and he teared up, he actually sent Julie and Michael a picture. So that was really cute.
And then in that little montage, he was like, I'm getting emotional. Paul Wesley doesn't get emotional.
Yeah. So clearly there's he loves the show. He's like that sour, he looks like a sourpuss on the outside, but he's like, you know, melted chocolate on the inside.
I think he was just ready to move on and do something else. I think that's what it was. I don't think he disliked the show because, I mean, we met him several times at the conventions and he was never there. Like, you can tell he just didn't want to be there. He loved the fans and he loved the show and he loved the cast, obviously, because the relationship that he had with Ian Somerhalder, I mean, that can't really be faked. I mean, it could, but it seemed really genuine the times that we've met them.
Yeah. I think it's just that, he, like you said, he's ready to move on and he's done a lot of stuff since then, maybe not acting wise, but he's really gotten into producing and directing. Mm-hmm. And so clearly he's making opportunities for himself and, you know, it was time for him to go. And I think it's funny because, you know, before season 8, it was Ian and Kat who were like, we're not going to renew our contracts. And we didn't get that from Paul. So,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Which I found that interesting. But maybe he just didn't want to, like, cause any, I don't know. But he clearly loves being a part of the show. And I think for everyone involved, like, this show would have still gone on if Julie Plec hadn't been the one to be like, okay, this is the final season. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, clearly. I'm sad that it's ending or that it ended, but I don't know if you watched the Facebook Live yesterday at 5 o'clock, but
yeah, I did. Yeah.
She was saying that, you know, some shows end and the characters don't get to wrap up their storylines and the fans are left like, oh my God, but what happened? So I'm not happy it ended because I love the show. But I'm glad they ended it where they could wrap everything up for everybody. And, you know, like you said, it does leave it open for some of the characters to return. But it did wrap it up where even if they don't do the spinoff, it's still, I don't know, it was settled.
It's still satisfactory.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm happy for
that.
Good
job. Gonna miss the show and... Don't forget to tune in to the original starting next week, March 17th, Friday nights, 8 p.m., CW Network. Be there.
We'll be square.
Yeah.
Do you want to let everyone know where to find you?
Oh, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Keisha Mays, and my website is KeishaHatchett.com. So check me out. Kristen, where can they find you?
I'm on accordingtokristen.com on Twitter and Instagram at thisiskristen_. And I will be in a hole hibernating and crying and eating my emotions.
Me too. It's been real. It's been fun. But now we've got the originals.
Yes!
Yay! So... take care, guys. Thanks for listening. And until next time, bye.
Bye.